Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Commission Breath. Brandon Love here with Tom Moffitt. And I'm going to level with you. I'm hurting unit today, a little bit hungover. Had a late night. I went to the Raptors game and out for drinks after with the team at Tango Financial and RFA. And there's a little Easter egg in that because we have some news to share with you.
Absolutely. So we are now Team Tango. It takes two to tango. I know you love that line, Brandon. We are switching brokerages. So we're going over to Tango. And not only are we going there, we are now forming a Team Ontario entity within Tango. So our new brokerage is Tango Ontario. So we're super, super pumped. That's in effect as of now. Brandon, why don't you kind of shed some light and some details as to how that looks?
For sure. So those of you who don't know where we currently are, we were at BRIX before, BRX. Only good things to say about Scott Peckford and the team there. We had a great time. We grew our careers there. But when we merged partnerships, we had an opportunity to build something really special that's going to be great for brokers who have teams, have a vision of building their own brokerage or their own team, because what Tango does is gives you all the tools to work with. You form your team, you have the compliance back end, and you can just kind of build your vision without any rules, outside of FSRA rules, without any like set structure or box holding you in. So we were really stoked at the opportunity because it was one, a chance for us to build something.
Yeah.
We really like Jason and Dean. And we thought, okay, this is something we can't turn down, something we have to seize. So we're super stoked to be working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are a broker owner or you run a team of agents, our model is the best model in the industry. I'm confident in saying that. If that applies to you and you are looking for a change or just to see what we kind of offer with Team Ontario and Tango, please reach out to us. We're happy to chat about it and go from there.
Yeah, so we don't want to make this whole episode about our move. We were just super excited about the news and wanted to share it with you. So if you have any questions about what's going on and whether Tango might be the right fit for you, please reach out to myself or Tom and we're happy to chat in further detail one-on-one. All right, but now for today's episode, we are going to go over 5 points on how to make it easy for people to refer you. And this topic kind of came up because I had a realtor call me and they're like, Brandon, I love working with you. You do a great job. But I just want to let you know something that really frustrates me is when I go to share your contact card, it's hard for me to send it to someone because it just looks really unprofessional. I was like, what the fuck's my contact card? What are you even talking about? And she showed me and I was like, oh, crap. So I have an iPhone and I redid it and I made it look good with like my face, my name, URL, all those links, et cetera. And it's just so much easier to share. And it came up today again, because a client said, hey, just wanted to let you know, like random message, but your contact card looked really good.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, she's like, it looked really good. Like, and I meant to tell you on the call. And I was like, that's nice. So sometimes there's little things and little tweaks and stuff that we can make in our business, like something as small as a contact card that you can implement and do in 3 minutes that makes it easier for a realtor, insurance broker, whoever it might be, to share your contact with someone and just makes you look better.
Yeah. And you did that like super quick over Canva, right? Is that how you did it?
No, you just do it right within on iPhone, the tool.
Oh, true. Okay. I thought you edited on Canva, but when I saw it that day, when you called me after you had it done, I was in the same boat too. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool looking. So I did it with mine and same thing. I've had some good responses too. And it sounds so silly, like a simple little contact card, but it makes realtor's life easier, or any referral partner for that matter. And every time we do a four slide, we'll always just send them a text after, hey, here's my contact card. They get to just add it to their phone. They don't have to think about it. And anytime our name pops up or they think mortgage, hopefully they think of us and they just send that contact card over to their client that they want to refer over to us.
For sure. It's a tiny little detail, but we are in an industry that details matter and it's a subtle way to stand out. And I always love those subtle ways because you stack those up and now you're standing out leaps and bounds from other competition.
Absolutely. So point number two, email templates. And I know we've talked about this before, but this one's more specific on when someone refers you over, then having this one template to then send to them is key. So Brandon, why don't you walk through your template and how you built yours?
Yeah. So obviously certain people are going to text, certain people do email intros. So what I have is if you send me an email, I have a templated response that says, hey, thanks for your referral. I always love working with clients of X, and then a little bit of a thing. And then it's a calendar invite. So that's the response they get from me. But then I've also had realtors before who just, I don't know why they struggle with like writing that email. So I'll send them a template of saying, hey, this is a template. Anytime you want to send a lead, just save this and you can duplicate it and just say, hey, I'm introducing you to my preferred mortgage broker, Brandon Love. I have my calendar link in there. It's got everything in there and they can just copy and paste and add their client details in it.
Yeah, I have yet to do that and it is on my to-do list. And the reason I thought of it too was one of my referral partners, he's got this awesome template he uses to introduce his clients to me. I was like, man, that's great. Like, I wish all my realtors did that. So I'm going to pretty much just take that, tweak it a little bit to how I think would work best. And then I'm just going to share that with my realtor partners like you did there. I think it'd be key. And it's easier for them to refer because they have no hassle in trying to write out an introduction. It's like, okay, I already have it here. Just plug and play. The path of least resistance and the easier it is for that referral partner to refer over, the better it is for your business.
Exactly. You're just removing obstacles and you make it so they can just copy and paste, change out the names, and they're good to go.
Yeah.
So I touched on the URL within that template, but that's something else you absolutely need to have. And that is a call link URL. So mine is meetwithbrandon.ca. If you want to chat about Tango, feel free to go over there and book a link. Tom's, I think yours is chatwithtom.ca.
Yeah, it's chat with Tom.
Chat with Tom. It's super easy to put in and it's something that's sticky in people's minds. And then if they're with a client and they know, okay, process wise, they're going to get intro email, they're going to book their discovery call, start the application, and so on and so forth. They know the process and they can say, you know what, you can even jumpstart this and just hop over to meetwithbrandon.ca and Brandon will book a call with you.
Yeah. And hopefully you did your contact card properly and you've put that in. I have that in for my website in there instead of an actual website because I'd rather people go to my call link than an actual website. I think we do have a website, but it's not really optimized. But anyways, the second thing you can do too is to really take this to the next level is tell your realtor partners or referral partners, say, hey, this is my link. And if you want it to be even easier for you, then if you listen to one of our past episodes, we talked about the iPhone feature, how you can essentially do a text replacement. So you can coach them and teach them how to do that with your call link. It's super quick and easy. Obviously, not all of them are going to do it, but it's going to make their life easier if they already have it in there. And whatever the code name is, say it's Book Me, they don't have to think about what that URL is. Even if it's something super simple, they probably won't remember it. So if they can have a program in their phone, it's even easier for them.
Exactly. It's a great tip.
Yeah.
So all of these things, we're coming on these ideas to remove obstacles, but we're doing this in a frame of thinking about the other person and kind of like empathy is probably the right word. Thinking about their feelings, thinking about their day, their process. And really you're thinking what's in it for me from their perspective. So there's always that tune into WIIFM radio, like what's in it for me? Anytime you're doing marketing, anything like that, you want to get yourself in that person's shoes. So that applies to all those points because you're making the process easier for them. Another way to do this is think about what kind of content do they need on their social media? What are they missing or what's relevant to today's market? Create that, but create it in a manner that's not like overly pushy about yourself. You're just creating shareable content for them.
Yeah. Anytime I do any shareable content, I always say at the end of it too, I say, you don't even need to mention my name. Just push it out there, reword it to yourself. And a lot of the times they'll either just share a post on social that I've done, which is going directly to my account, or they will mention if it's like an email template, they'll have me at the bottom anyways, because a lot of people do want to give credit. But I always say like no pressure in doing it, which takes the burden off of them to even hesitate on doing it. And a good example of this is, so for my broadcast channel, I posted basically a strategy. You explain it because you're the one that gave it to me. And I posted it in the broadcast channel. And man, it was almost like you went viral without going viral.
Yeah, it was funny. I was thinking of telling that same story. So I had sent my Friday email. I don't know why, I had a cold or something. So I just wrote out an email instead of recording a video. And people loved it. And it was all this like reframing why people are sitting on the fence, buyers right now, and getting past the rates will come down, prices will go up, buy real estate and wait kind of advice people keep hearing. It was just a different frame. So Tom then took it and shared it on his broadcast channel. And he shared a piece of content there that he made, just taking a snippet from it. And then I started seeing all these realtors posting this snippet with like my exact copy. And I was like, whoa, Tom, do you work with these people? Like, how do they have my email? And he's like, yeah, I shared it on my broadcast channel. So then we know like that's a good indicator to us that that was good copy. And then we iterated on that too. And we put it on YouTube on our Canadian Mortgage Guide channel as well. So just like things like that, because it changes the discussion for them. They're sick of saying, hey, rates will come down, prices will go up. They don't always want to say buy and wait. Like,
yeah,
people are tired of their advice, and it just feels a little like cheesy and old and tired at this point, especially when you're like, rates held again, woo, big deal. So you just give it a new frame, and then people love to share it. And then any leads that come from that, they're happy to send it to you because you're the one actually drumming that up for them.
Yeah, exactly. You're essentially tapping into their database as well with that example right there. Like, put it this way, one of the realtors that used one of those ideas from your strategy. So I got 15K views on mine, which is a lot for me. I only usually get like between 1 to 2K views on my social posts for talking head videos. This one was a text on screen. I ended up getting 15K views, and she did the exact same wording, did just a different B-roll in the background of her typing. And she ended up getting over 20K views with that video. She sent me a screenshot, and 90% of those views were people that weren't following her, which is really, really good for Instagram. Usually it's mostly people that follow you that actually view your video. So Instagram pushed her video out past her followers. So that's the first thing. And second thing, she was so pumped about it. It was an easy layup for me to get a four slide. So we booked a meeting. We're actually meeting with her tomorrow. That's one of the realtors we're meeting with. So it was so easy because we're giving her content that she wants to share. It's not about us. It's making it easy for her to refer us. And that's a way to refer us because she's pushing out there to the world. Any lead that comes from that is going to come to us.
Exactly. And they're just going to continuously look to your broadcast channel for more ideas now because there's so much value created there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, I love that because it's a subtle way to operate. And it's not pushy. It's not salesy. I know a lot of people don't like doing direct asks. They feel uncomfortable with it. And I think you should do them. But if you absolutely hate it, I get it. So these are certain things you can do that will generate business for you. Okay, wrapping this up. All of this doesn't matter, number one, if you don't do it. But number two, if you don't follow up with the people who are sending you leads.
Yeah.
We don't send a ton of leads as mortgage brokers to our realtor partners. Every now and then, something does come up where a friend's looking in an area they don't live and they're like, do you have a realtor partner there? I'm like, actually, I do. And I'll send a referral. And one thing I've noticed is certain partners are extremely good at following up with me and the clients, and other ones don't do anything. And I'm kind of wondering like what's going on with those people. And in those cases, I'm just probably not going to send them the referral again. I would send it to someone else. But the people who are really good, I'm like, you know, your experience was awesome. Like I actually took some tips and tricks that I learned from you from this process. So it's really important to follow up with your partners, be it the lead tracker, like weekly lead email, whether it's a phone call, a text, whatever your process is, just make sure you have something in there so you're updating them.
Yeah, it's really cool when you put yourselves in their shoes because they're used to this on a regular basis. They're referring us on a weekly basis, whereas like for us, it only happens once in a while. And I have the same experience. Like some realtors are amazing at follow-up. And that's really the two things I look for is the follow-up and did my clients get a good experience with them? And I imagine it's the same thing on the other side for realtors referring us is did we follow up with them and were my clients happy with their service? And I think that speaks magnitudes as to what they're thinking about. And that's what it's all about. You're trying to put yourself in their shoes and what they're thinking. And as long as you have those touch points, we've talked about the lead tracker several times, the Friday email, just staying on top of client updates too. Like that's all it is. It's the name of the game. And they won't have a reason to go shop around to another mortgage broker because they're happy with what you're doing for them.
Exactly. Referrals are a transfer of trust and you want to show that you value that trust by following up. It sounds silly and it sounds like something that shouldn't matter that much, but it's huge and absolutely necessary. So all of these things, really, you want to reduce the friction, improve the experience for them, really get in the frame of what would I do if I wanted to get more referrals from someone? Like, how would I think if I'm this person? And just make your process fit that description. Yeah, so that's a wrap on today. If you have a broker buddy in the industry who you feel would get some value from today's episode or really any of our episodes, please share our channel with them. We are really looking to grow and scale, and how we are doing that is through listeners like you sharing with their friends who are also in the industry. Have an awesome day.
Cheers.